This is the English recording of The Crow and the Swans. There was once a crow who, despite having lustrous ebony plumage, was not satisfied with her appearance. This made her feel insecure, so she would always do everything in her power to look better. One day, she saw a bevy of swans and marveled at their stunning white feathers and the majestic way they floated across the surface of the pond. The crow shouted, "Oh, splendid white swans! Can you please tell me how I can get such beautiful white feathers? I so desire plumage such as yours. Please help me." The white swans were indifferent to the crow's pleas and merely continued searching the water for food. The crow thought that perhaps the swans had not heard her, so she called out again. But the swans showed no interest, glaring back at the crow as if profoundly annoyed. Seeing that the swans were paying her no mind, the crow had an idea. She would observe the swans' every mannerism as they went about their day and try to replicate them for herself. The crow began to imitate the swans, carefully watching and mimicking their every action, morning and night, day after day. The crow refused to eat, never letting the swans out of her sight. Behaving as a swan made her feel happy. She said to them, "If I continue to act as you do, surely it will not be long before I have plumage as fair as yours." The crow figured that if she stood in the water long enough, it would turn her white like the swans. The swans said, "Crow, do not waste your time. The day will never come when you have feathers such as ours. We were born with this white plumage, just as you were born with black. What is more, you are surely going to fall ill, as the weather here is quite cool. You should get out of the water." Then the swans flew away. The crow continued to go into the water every day, trying to preen as the swans did. The days turned into months, and the months into years. The supply of fruit in the area began to run out, and the crow became emaciated from hunger, but her feathers still showed no sign of changing. They were just as jet black as they always had been. Eventually, the crow lost the strength to preen in the water and was unable to fly away, so she fell ill and died.